And now
Okay.
it's
Yeah,
recording.
now this machine just said the session is being recorded.
Okay.
So, what I would like to do, Shubhaji, if you don't mind, is for you to run your recorder also.
Yeah, I will.
And then that way you can just send me the separating the audio isn't really a big deal,
Yeah, actually,
but
I can just send you that until we figure this out.
yeah, but if it's a I the video if you know just if I'm traveling or whatever, the video can take up sending those video files is kind
Yeah,
of can be
so
big.
I'm going to get out my, what is that Zoom thing and figure all that out.
Yeah, because it might be better to just record the audio and then send me that.
What I want to make sure is that you people will not be talking like this. So you are going to be all on mute while I'm giving the talk. So let's just do a guided 2-minute meditation. Okay, I'm
Okay.
muting you.
Okay.
So we'll do meditation, and then after that, I'm just going to read from the book so that you all see how it works when I look down. Just close your eyes now. And just focus on your breath. And as you breathe in, I'd like you to visualize or connect with your navel. And that's the creative point. So breathe in. Bring that breath to your navel and just breathe out normally. And if you can't do that, just visualize that happening. And know that your life is perfect as it is now, and that every experience is bringing you to who you need to be. And as you breathe in the word love. And as you breathe out the word stress. Breathe in love and breathe out stress. Now gently open your eyes. Now I'm going to start the session. And today's topic is about prayer. How prayer is a way to suggest to your own inner being that which you are. Prayer brings us to a sattvic mood, to the mood from where all challenges are solved, from where all answers which are sitting within. For we are only in relationship to work out and heal those parts of ourselves that need healing. And the most important thing one needs to understand in relationship is that both people are different, and what I resist in the other person is something, it's showing me something about myself. And if I can accept the difference, everybody is made differently, and I can honor it and respect it and yet hold my own, then a relationship works. So I'm going to now unmute you, Bradford, if you have a question. Okay, you're unmuted. Please unmute.
Yes, I'm unmuted, and if you were 6 years old,
Yes.
how would you, what's the easiest way to understand meditation? Because Jackson's here in the room with me.
Okay, I'll explain it, and I'm going to unmute Rajpriya for a second, just so that, because it takes time. Rajpriya, you can unmute yourself. So when you're 6 years old, so Jackson, if you just close your eyes, when you close your eyes, you feel yourself, the real Jackson. And when you close your eyes, you see, maybe see some darkness, but that's not darkness, it's really you. And when you meditate, you just feel yourself and you feel God in your heart. And you can try it. Maybe you will feel it the first time, maybe you won't. And that's how I would start meditation with a young 6-year-old.
Jackson is smiling and shaking his head.
Okay, good. Okay, so how did it work when I'm looking down and then looking up?
I think that's fine. The screen seems like it's a little low to me.
Low.
The angle of the screen could just, yeah, and then if it was just more sort of in front, like more, let's see. It's okay. It's just not, you know, it's all right.
This is okay or this is okay?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of reflection in your glasses.
Yeah, I know that. I don't know how to
when you just moved your head down like that, now there's no reflection. Just
that's
so you
because know. See, the thing is that Shubhaji, if I may, it would be helpful to look into the screen, not at the camera, number one.
Oh. So not when I tested with Poonamji, she said look at the camera.
Where are you looking right now?
Now I'm looking at my own face.
Yeah, but then that's what I said. Putting the computer on a height.
Now.
Yeah, but yeah. Then not look at the camera. Look into the screen. Now you're now not into the camera, into the screen.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, that's number one. That's and number two, when you hit the chime, it was terrible.
Really?
Yeah, on the iPhone, it was terrible.
How
it was not
good on that.
Maybe you just have to hit it very lightly. It's probably just the compression of the audio.
Audio.
Like this?
There's a buzz that goes and it.
It wasn't so bad on my machine. I think it's just a small iPhone speaker.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
Is it better to do this?
Yeah, because some people will be doing that on their iPhone that I know, or their Android, whatever.
This?
Oh,
that's
no.
Okay. That's okay.
Not on the iPhone, though. So this is one thing.
I don't think anybody will be doing this on their iPhone.
But see, when I was traveling, I did it on my iPhone.
Hmm. Okay, so yeah.
everything has a different compression, you know, algorithm.
Yeah.
So one, you know, Skype or whatever you use might have a different way of dealing with things.
I think
than
we should do one more thing on Monday evening if somebody has time.
Okay.
You know,
Monday evening.
Do you have time?
Let me see.
Yeah, we can do. I'll.
Have to go Monday. Also.
That should be fine.
You have an 8 a.m. Rajpriya.
Oh, yeah, I have an 8 a.m.
So
yeah.
Evening around 6 o'clock or 6:30.
Yeah, 6:30 is better because 6 o'clock would be too early for me.
Blackfoot, does it work for you? No?
Yeah, that should be fine.
Okay. This whole session is recording, and now I have to stop me not record.
Okay. Yeah, now it's recorded. It says it's being recorded.
Yeah, this session is being recorded.
So probably what it does is it makes a new file for each time you do that.
Yeah, so now I'm going to.